It is time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Amy has 2, Paula has 3, Roy has 4.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
How did I do that?
I don't know. Well, that means, Amy, you're going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, officials confirmed that an American aid worker in Sierra Leone has contracted blank.
Ebola.
Right. This week, the FCC released a 300-page rule book outlining new regulations for the blank.
Internet.
Yes. The Congressional Budget Office reported that funding blank will cost 10% less than originally predicted.
Oh, the healthcare.gov?
I'll give it to you. It's Obamacare, yeah.
Okay.
This week, the FDA approved the sale of a new powdered blank. Come on!
Alcohol,
yes. Apple apologized to its users for a 12-hour outage that prevented them from accessing their App Store and blank.
Their watches? Their
iTunes. 3 St. Louis teenagers attempting to steal a bag of cocaine accidentally stole blank instead.
A bag of baby powder.
No, a bag of cremains.
Ooh. No.
Yeah, the teenage thieves were fleeing the crime scene when they decided to stop and try some of the cocaine they thought they had stolen. Mm. They quickly realized that they were snorting ashes when instead of being filled with a sense of giddy self-confidence, they were instead filled with grandma. Bill, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy got 4 right. The audience got 1. That means she got 8 more points and a total of 10. She has the lead.
Very well done. All right. Paula, you are up next. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, military forces in Iraq reclaimed the city of Tikrit from blank.
ISIS.
Right. ISIS, ISIS, ISIL, whatever. On Tuesday, 2 students caught on video reciting a racist chant were expelled from blank.
Ooh. Oklahoma University?
Indeed, University of. Colorado announced this week that its tax on blank has raised over $2.3 million for the public schools.
Pot?
Yes. The UN announced that its Security Council was in talks to lift sanctions against blank.
Iran?
Right. After discovering that their meatballs legally did not contain any meat, a Finnish grocery store chain decided to rebrand them as blank.
Meatless balls.
Close. Just balls.
What? Just balls.
Just balls.
Just balls.
A court this week ordered Blurred Lines singer Robin Thicke to pay the estate of blank more than $7 million for copyright infringement.
Marvin Gaye, you betcha.
On Monday, Sam Simon, co-creator of the beloved show Blank, passed away at 59.
The Simpsons.
Right. A thief in Australia who stole a blanket out of a parked car ended up blanking several hours later.
Chasing a guy down the street naked with a machete.
No. He returned the blanket with a note that said, quote, your blanket is too itchy. The blanket's owner didn't even know it had been stolen, but he came back to his car, and there was the blanket and had a note. And the note said, quote, I hope you accept my apology for taking your stuff without asking. Kind regards, the blanket thief. P.S. Your blanket is really itchy. Huh. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Well, she got 6 right. Woo! 12 more points. 15 total for the lead.
Well done. All right. So the question then becomes, how many does Roy need to win?
6 to win.
All right, Roy, here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Fill in the blank. On Sunday, thousands marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the original march in blank.
Sell my own.
Right. The GOP announced this week that they were changing the location of blank's famous presidential straw poll.
Iowa?
Yes. Movie industry insiders in Vietnam say 50 Shades of Grey may have flopped there because blank.
Because gray is just, they don't have gray over there.
No, because government censors removed all the sex scenes.
Oh!
A new study from Cornell University reported that there are now too many blanks.
Studies from Cornell University?
No, actually, yes. Studies is the answer.
Oh, studies.
On Thursday, NASA confirmed that they had discovered a giant blank on one of Jupiter's moons.
Sea or lake or body
ocean,
water.
Yeah. A new campaign hoping to attract businesses to Minnesota is assuring executives that their workers will be super productive if they move their companies to Minnesota because blank.
Their hands don't smell like anything.
No. Because they won't want to go outside during the winter.
That's it.
Minnesota is promising CEOs in less advantageous places like California that they'll see a drastic increase in productivity because all their workers will be trapped in the office by a giant wall of ice.
No.
Bill, did Roy do well enough to win?
Four right, eight more points, total of 12, and that means Paula's the champion.
Oh, my God. Paula, congratulations.